This is North Shore Today for Thursday, February 2, 2017. It is Groundhog Day. Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News, drivers on the North Shore may soon have to lower their speed when cruising down some of the city's side streets. Mayor Mike Cahill in Beverly is proposing to lower the speed limit from 30 miles an hour to 25 miles an hour, unless otherwise posted. This includes many of the side streets off of Rantoul and Cabot Streets, such as Broadway and Wallace Streets. It also includes areas off Dodge Street in Beverly. The change is permitted under the Massachusetts Municipal Modernization Bill, allowing towns and cities to explore the option for business districts or thickly settled areas, according to the mayor. Ariana McNeil continues that Boston has already done it. Danvers and Salem are planning to do the same. Mayor Cahill plans to propose the matter to City Council during its February 6 meeting. Cabot and Rantoul, along with Routes 22 and 127, would not change, according to Cahill. And, of course, there's more on this story by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. There are police service cuts in the city of Lynn, and Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, there are fewer police officers on the streets in the city of Lynn as the department deals with a $567,000 budget shortfall. Thomas Grillo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, Acting Chief Leonard Dismaris acknowledged that he is not filling absences when cops are out sick or take personal time. As a result, as much as 15% of the force may not be on the streets during a shift. We're just another department trying to deal with the city's budget issues, said Dismaris. Like most municipal budgets, most of the money is in payroll, and the only way to reduce a shortfall of that size is to reduce overtime. Before the cuts, a typical shift included a lieutenant in the station, three sergeants as supervisors, and 14 patrol officers on the streets for a total of 18 crime fighters. Officers are usually deployed in 4 2-man cars and 6 1-man cruisers. But because of the deficit, the chief was forced to trim payroll. Under the new plan, Dismaris said, if only 2 sergeants and a dozen officers report for work, he does not hire replacements. That's a significant savings, he said. If everyone shows up for work, we do a regular deployment, but if someone is out for a personal day, sick or vacation time, we will only have up to 12 officers instead of the usual 14. The budget problems began last year when the police contract was settled that called for more than $8 million in wage hikes over 4 years. There is more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item in Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for North Shore Today, MSO News Sports. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Gayla Colley writes on itemlive.com, beach fire discussions are heating up again in Swampscott. The Swampscott Board of Selectmen remain interested in having cooking fires on Phillips Beach and have decided to file a notice of intent with the Conservation Commission. Officials hope to have the fires approved in time for summer. The Conservation Commission reluctantly gave the go-ahead for cooking fires on Fisherman's Beach last July after deciding the area did not fall under its jurisdiction because of the lack of vegetation that would be affected. But the commission found that the conservation area at Palmer Pond and dune vegetation would be altered at Phillips Beach and that the activity would apply to the Massachusetts Wetlands Protection Act, leading them to require town officials to file a note of intent for fires there. With summer dwindling, officials decided to wait on submitting the additional notice for Phillips Beach. Once the notice is filed, there would be a public hearing with the Conservation Commission. Tom Ruskin, chairman of the commission, said last July that the request would likely be denied unless the fires could be monitored by safety officials on Phillips Beach at all times. His concern was about the vegetation going up in smoke. More on this story in itemlive.com, written by Gayla Colley. And Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, it's been 2.5 weeks since a coyote attacked and killed a Rocky Neck family's pet poodle. Over that time, police have stepped up property patrols, and Gloucester residents have regularly reported sightings of the coyotes, but there have been no more confirmed attacks on pets or property damage, let alone threats to residents. Yet, that's done little to ease concerns of some residents and local officials, who will all have the chance to air their coyote concerns and fears in an open forum Thursday at 7 p.m. That's today. It would be hosted by Gloucester Police, Massachusetts Environmental Police, and the State's Department of Fish and Game in City Hall's Kairos Auditorium. More on that story in today's Gloucester Times by Ray Lamont. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.